second here in this NBA season. The respect from those two. And that's it. It's over. This historic 2020 NBA championship belongs to the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers conquer the bubble, and banner number 17 will soon hang in the rafters.
Trainers, everybody that's here, we just want our respect. Rob wants his respect. Coach Vogel wants his respect. Our organization want their respect. Laker Nation want their respect. And I want my damn respect, too.
Welcome to Season 3, Episode 17 of the Volume Shooters Podcast, brought to you, as always, by TKS Capital Solutions. Mitch, we have an NBA champion after the longest NBA season of all time. We finally have an NBA champion. The Lakers defeated the Heat 4-2. And congratulations to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this season started. We were in our young 30s. Now we're about 55 years old, sitting here looking back on the career of LeBron James. You know, I don't know why. I had a chance to look back on some older episodes this week. And I was looking at the episode. It's actually interesting. I believe it was the season finale of Season 2. Right after the Raptors had won the championship, the Raptors did not even yet get back to celebrate their title when the Anthony Davis trade news broke that he was going to the Lakers. Okay. So we had a podcast discussing what the ramifications of that move was. I think you were much higher on them in general than I was. And I think we'll get into this, the meat and potatoes of this discussion. But the bottom line is these two guys together, sometimes LeBron and Anthony Davis, that is. Sometimes when we see these things on paper, we say, this guy is one of the most talented players we've ever seen, and this guy is one of the most talented players we've ever seen.
That's enough.
So put them together, and it's enough. And a lot of times we see that it's not enough, that when you put stars together, three, four, five stars together, it doesn't work. Like with the Warriors, it did work or whatever. Especially in today's NBA, I didn't know that two superior talents like these guys are,
right, so that
with nobody else around them, was enough. And I also thought LeBron, which you were right about and I was wrong about, I've admitted this, I thought LeBron was going to start to take a turn down, and he totally did not. He's as good as he ever was.
So when we started the season off with our season preview, we basically, listen, that's the thing about the NBA. There's some predictability to who's going to be there at the end. You and I argued, Lakers with their two stars, or the Clippers with their two stars, plus their really strong supporting cast, what was going to be better? And it came down to Kawhi had the belt. Kawhi was the guy. Kawhi was supposed to be the best playoff performer in the league. Giannis was the best player in the league, I guess we had agreed. He was the MVP, but not the best playoff performer. Kawhi was the best playoff performer, and LeBron was just sort of like lingering as the old man, the old goat, you know, just hanging out. And we disagreed on who, if that twosome or stat twosome was better. And at the end of the day, LeBron had us fooled. Because how many years in a row have we done this with LeBron? How many years in Cleveland did we say this is not the year? And then he dragged those sorry behinds to the NBA Finals every single year with the crap rosters that lost to the Warriors. And then this year, he didn't play well. They got to the bubble. He wasn't great. And then, when the playoffs started, he turned it on. They whooped everybody. They went... How many games did they lose in the whole playoffs? They lost one game to the Blazers, one game to the Rockets, one game to the Nuggets, and two games. They lost five games. They were 16-5 throughout the playoffs. That's an incredible, incredible run.
You know, we see this with Tom Brady in football. Many, many years, people said Tom Brady's old, Tom Brady's old, Tom Brady's old. The Patriots are still there. The difference with basketball is it really is an athletic sport, and Tom Brady can be protected. LeBron James is being expected to carry a team. Now,
no doubt about it.
I mean, I'm going to get your take on...
He did carry them.
I want to get your take on whether he carried them or whether Anthony Davis carried them or if it was 1-1A. But at the end of the day, I thought the Milwaukee Bucks would potentially be a champion. I was hoping for them to be a champion. I think the bubble really took them out of sorts. I think they were on a 70-something win pace before the bubble came.
Yeah.
And I was hoping that Giannis could win one in Milwaukee for the sport, for everything. And then, if not Giannis, I did believe that Kawhi Leonard was a world beater and that how good Kawhi was with Toronto. But it was more than thinking that potentially Milwaukee and the Clippers were the favorites. It was also me thinking, I'll keep beating this, it was me thinking that LeBron would take a step back, he wouldn't be as good anymore, and Davis would be pretty good. And they just, in an era of big threes and big fours and big fives, their roster was extremely weak.
It was.
You're expecting LeBron to be the LeBron from Cleveland of a few years ago that takes a terrible team and wins the title. Not the LeBron from Miami with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. That's a different story. He had good players around him. Is LeBron at this age, this many miles on him, this many years in the league, still good enough to do a Cleveland LeBron? And Cleveland LeBron had Kyrie Irving. So it's not crazy to say that it was similar to the Cleveland situation. And maybe the bubble, maybe this, maybe that. But I will say, tip my cap to a man who may be the greatest player that has ever walked the face of the earth. And it is absolutely shocking to me that he went on the run that he just went on. I didn't see it coming, and I'm stunned.
Anthony Davis.
Stunned!
Anthony Davis, Mitch, is better than anyone he's ever played with.
Correct.
Including peak Dwayne Wade.
Peak Kyrie?
Not even close.
Okay.
Not even close.
Why? Kyrie was a world beater.
Not on defense.
No.
Not on defense. Kyrie can't guard you.
Fair enough. Best two-way player.
By far.
Yeah.
Is he better than 11 Dwayne Wade? It's close.
Okay.
Wade was really good when he first got there, the first year.
Right.
My point is, Davis is 27 in his prime.
Yeah.
And when he signed with the Lakers, LeBron, we looked at the team and we said, he's starting. Who they? Remember that night?
Yeah.
JaVale McGee.
Rondo.
Rajon Rondo. Lance Stephenson. It was like a complete train wreck.
KCP.
And then LeBron halfway through this first year basically said, these young guys, Lonzo Ball, these guys are not for me. Get them out of here.
Right.
And he traded all of them.
Yep.
And they got Davis. And you put two of the top five guys together and you're right at the top. Now, I agree with you. I did not like the supporting cast. But the guy, you have to give these guys credit. KCP played well.
Listen,
Kuzma played pretty well.
Listen to LeBron's postseason statistics. You ready for this? 27 points, 11 assists, 11 rebounds, 9 assists.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
And not only is that a triple-double.
That's been his story his whole career.
It's a triple-double of 27 points.
That's been his story his whole career.
It's incredible. And great defense.
But what I was going to say was, were right about, but you could argue who their best player was. The Lakers beat the Heat because their defense was incredible. In the sixth game, Miami had 35 points halfway through. Miami could not score.
Yeah.
And Anthony Davis, he was the best defender in the league the entire playoffs. He shut down everything. Every time Butler drew, they put him on Butler in game four.
Right.
They put him on Bam.
Yeah.
They completely wiped out Miami's offense because of Anthony Davis. So you put LeBron's offense and LeBron's ability to lead a team.
Yeah.
With Anthony Davis' defense, and you're right there.
Rajon Rondo played incredible basketball, which is, I mean,
so tired of Rajon.
Rajon Rondo is
very confusing.
Is a champion now.
It's confounding.
From 2008 with the Celtics and 2020.
Yeah. He's the only guy to win with the Celtics and the Lakers.
12 years apart.
Yeah.
He was a young guy and now he's old. And
LeBron James has played 48,000 NBA minutes. And that's what it comes down to.
Unbelievable.
He's the ninth all-time in minutes. And the guys like Jason Kidd, who's still ahead of him, and KG, when they got to year 17,
they were
washed.
Yeah, they were washed.
They can't move anymore.
LeBron still has the fire. He still has the drive. Yeah, he still has the motivation. That's what makes him the GOAT.
He's played in the playoffs 2.5 additional seasons.
Yeah.
So he's played 17 seasons.
And he's done Olympic stuff.
Right. I was just going to say, 17 seasons plus 2.5 additional seasons of playoffs plus 2 Olympics, 3 Olympics. I don't know. That's 21 seasons of NBA basketball at the highest level you could be at. And I give you this. The reason he doesn't win the MVP every year, and the reason why you and I go into every season saying maybe this is the year he's getting old, is because he doesn't try as hard in the regular season anymore. He's not giving his full effort on a Wednesday night in January. He isn't. That's why Giannis is the MVP every year, because Giannis is 25.
The thing that non-basketball fans may not realize about LeBron, it was said that LeBron was so talented that if he ever decided to lead the league in scoring, he could. If he ever decided to lead the league in rebounding, he could. This year, LeBron decided to lead the league in assists. It's unheard of.
Yeah.
He's doing things that he's never done before in his 17th year. It's almost Tiger Woods when he was in his prime. They would say he could do things on a golf course on demand. He could make a ball spin. He could make... This is what separates LeBron from even the greatest of players and puts him, you know, only with Jordan, where LeBron does things sort of at will. He toys with the game of basketball. You have guys like Luka Doncic who pops off the screen. He's an incredible looking talent. And you have a guy like LeBron who's in his 17th season who's still better than Luka.
Yeah.
It's hard to...
Not just better, he's consistent. He's there every night. He said in his post-game interview he's never missed a playoff game. He's played in hundreds of playoff games.
Right.
Never missed one.
Right.
And he's always, what you just described, 27, 11, right. and 9. You and I, on our top of our heads, can count the three or four games that LeBron James dropped the ball in the playoffs because right. everybody knows them.
Right.
Game 4 against Dallas, Game 6 against the Celtics in 2010. Yeah. He's had four or five bad playoff games out of 250.
So will LeBron...
Bring out a crazy number.
Will LeBron's decline be gradual where 1 year he just won't be as good? Or will he just stink one day?
No.
Like, how's it going to look with
LeBron
him?
LeBron is going to play until he breaks the all-time scoring record. We've talked about this.
Yes.
He is now third or fourth all-time. I think he passed Kobe right before Kobe died, right?
Right.
He's third all-time.
Yeah.
He's about three seasons away. Pull it up. He's like three seasons away from Kareem from all-time scoring. He's about 5,000 points away. I did the math. If he averages 20 points a game for 70 games a year, he'll get there in like 3 years. So he'll be in his 20th NBA season when he breaks the all-time scoring record. And when he does that, Mitch.
Yeah.
If he breaks the all-time scoring record and he's third all-time in assists,
can he get sixth
all-time in rebounds, and he wins four MVPs and five championships, there's a case.
Unbelievable.
There's a case, man.
So Kareem's at 38.387.
Okay.
Karl Malone's at 36.
Karl Malone. Compile up.
The mailman's at 36.928, and LeBron's at 34.241.
So what is that, 4,000 points?
LeBron's 2,500 points away from Karl Malone.
And how many from Kareem?
And he is 34,241 to 38,387. So it's about 4,000. About 4,000 points.
Right, 4,000 points. And a 70-game season at 20 points a game, that's 1,400 points, times 3.5 seasons, he'll be there.
Yeah.
3 seasons, he'll be there.
And how old is he, 37?
He's 35.
35? Yeah.
He's 35.
Won't even be 38.
He'll be in his 20th year.
Yeah.
So he's going to play till then. So to answer your question, at that point in time,
he's going
to
play till
he'll look like he's Dirk.
Yeah.
He'll look like he's Dirk. And there was an interview. I listened to an interview from Bill Simmons with who's the guy from the Nets who was on the Lakers this year, ended the bench. Big rah-rah guy with a towel who never did it. Jared Dudley. Jared Dudley was talking to them, and he said that LeBron's going to play till he's 40.
He is.
So he's going to break every single record. And I don't think the Lakers are the favorites going into next year in Vegas. Like,
well, we'll get to that.
But I'm saying they have a chance to win another one.
Yeah.
They have two of the best players in the league still there.
You know what's crazy? LeBron, just like you said, he wants to be the GOAT. He wants to get the most amount of points.
Right.
You'd think a guy like that would try to score. And LeBron focused on passing this year.
Yeah. He still scored 27 a game.
I understand, but he could score 35 a game.
Right.
Let
me ask you this, though.
All right.
When he said at the end, I want my damn respect.
Right.
Who was he talking to?
Huh.
Was he talking to Jordan, or was he talking to guys who think that Giannis and Kawhi are better than him?
No, he's talking to sports media.
About what, though?
About being the greatest
Jordan. Of all time. Yes. So about Jordan at this point, Jordan, right?
The greatest of all time.
Well, it's him and Jordan.
Yeah.
So that's what he's going for?
Yeah.
He wants you to know
absolutely.
That now I'm at four.
I think, absolutely.
So I listen to Stephen A. Smith the next day saying, I don't care how many championships he wins, he'll never be... Mitch, we have to have the conversation.
Yeah.
Next podcast, you and I are going to sit down.
And get into the numbers.
And we're going to do it.
Right.
You'll take one side, I'll take the other side, and we'll argue for an hour about who the greatest player of all time is, because it's an absolutely 1,000% a conversation.
Hasn't he said that he's chasing ghosts? Hasn't LeBron said that he's not chasing anybody, he's chasing ghosts, like chasing Michael Jordan?
Right. It's a ghost because people that love Jordan will never change their mind.
No, because Giannis could be chasing Doncic. And you know, Russell Westbrook could be chasing Kevin Durant.
Right.
LeBron chases people that are not around anymore. LeBron doesn't chase people that are around today.
I think for the last 2 years, the Lakers situation last year was bad. He played half the season, got injured. And
you know, he's been...
People thought he wasn't the best player in the league anymore.
Correct.
You and I included.
Yeah, I did.
And... He said that he put that to bed for now.
So he missed the playoffs, which never happened.
Never happened.
Right? And now he goes back. So he's been to 10 out of 11 finals.
He's been to 9 out of the last 10 finals.
That is...
Right. That's the case.
Oh,
that is the case. If you're going to argue about Jordan, the case is Jordan's peak
was
9 years.
Right.
He retired in middle.
Right.
He won 6 championships. He never lost. That's the case. Jordan's peak was the best peak we've ever seen.
Right.
But the case for LeBron is the longevity of his career is getting to the point where it's... unassailable. No one can touch it. 10-5. Bill Russell was the only guy who could touch it. Bill Russell played when there was 80% white. You know what I'm saying? Like different league.
9 out of 10 finals.
Right.
And what I take from that, again, I don't know the casual basketball fan understands as much. LeBron going to a finals has less to do with the team that he's on and more to do with LeBron.
Right.
LeBron carries teams.
Yes.
He has carried bad teams.
Yeah, a lot of them.
And they said he did it in the East.
I was just going to say it.
Now he's in the West.
He did it in the West. Now.
And he carried a bad team in the West besides Anthony Davis.
He also lost to arguably the greatest team of all time.
Twice.
Right. The Warriors with Durant, Curry, and Clay and Drake.
Yep.
That team was nobody was beating that team. 96 yep. Bulls weren't beating
he
that team.
He also lost to the Mavericks, which he should.
Agreed.
Right.
Agreed. But he'd say he lost to an amazing team twice.
Yeah.
Like, if the Cavaliers would have won two titles,
right.
He'd be sitting at five now.
Yeah.
Now you could argue he should have lost in 13 to Miami that year with the Ray Allen shot. But the point is, 9 out of 10 finals is crazy.
I think him getting to six is very significant. Him equaling Jordan's titles.
If he gets to six,
yeah.
I think you have to get it.
Yeah.
Because of all the things we're describing.
Otherwise, you're just going to use the argument that Jordan never lost in the finals.
Right, okay.
And LeBron did.
Okay, but if Jordan would have played 20 years, he may have lost.
Yeah, yeah.
And LeBron goes 6-8 in the finals and makes 14 NBA finals, I mean, there's nothing to discuss. It's insane.
It's insane.
Also, another thing about LeBron that was perfect, this bubble thing.
Yeah.
He seems to be the perfect guy to have a team in the bubble with just him. Everybody follows him. They drink his wine. They play by his shtick. He's a very good leader for that kind of situation. You know what I'm saying? Like clearly the Clippers had major chemistry problems in the bubble. They weren't getting along well, and they were stuck together in a quarantine for 2 months, and they couldn't pull out of it. And LeBron seemed to get everybody on the same page and do his stuff and have him hotels and movies and all the things he does.
Ultimately, what that means to me, you see Frank, no disrespect to Frank Vogel, and I saw Jason Kidd on the podium, made me a little bit nauseous.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, LeBron was the coach there, and who paid the price for the Clippers failure? Doc Rivers got fired.
Right.
So, you know, there's a reason the leadership void, there was a major coaching carousel that happened immediately. Immediately.
Thing. Yeah. Doc
was let go of the Clippers. He resurfaces on the Sixers. The Clippers hired Ty Lue, and now we got coaches everywhere.
Also, but like going back to the Lakers for one more thing, like
yeah.
give Pelinka and Jeannie Buss their respect. The Lakers were a freaking train wreck for years.
People should look into the Jeannie Buss story.
For years they were a train wreck.
Jeannie Buss ousted her brother.
She was born on third base.
Okay. But her father died and her brother and her were sharing.
And, she kicked him
and
out.
Her brother was terrible and she kicked him out and she got back to the top.
But
she was
Mitch,
Phil Jackson's.
How did she get to the top?
Phil Jackson's fiance.
How did she get back to the top? She signed LeBron James
because
LeBron James wanted to go there.
Right.
Who facilitated the Anthony Davis trade?
Oh, I'm not giving Jeannie Buss.
Who facilitated the Anthony Davis trade? LeBron did.
Anthony Davis.
Right. LeBron and Anthony Davis were working with Rich Paul.
Yeah.
So nothing to do with Pelinka, nothing to do with these guys. So like, I don't want to hear about the Lakers organization getting this together.
Yeah.
The Lakers won their 17th title.
Jeannie was
an
ex-fiance. I mentioned her, Phil Jackson.
Yeah, yeah.
So Phil taught her the Zen Buddha.
Careful, Mitch. Let's talk about the Miami Heat.
Okay.
Because
Jimmy Buckets.
That team... Okay, would that series been different if Dragic wasn't hurt the whole time and Bam wouldn't have missed two games, or did the right team win?
The right team won, and I'm happy. You and I discussed this before the result.
Yes, we did.
We weren't nervous because we thought the Lakers would win, but we were very clear on the same page about...
I hate the Lakers.
...the Heat not winning, only because it would make the bubble super weird.
Right.
No disrespect to the Heat, who are a great young team and may have a very great future.
They beat my Celtics.
Give Jimmy Butler his respect. Yeah. But that having been said, the Lakers winning makes sense, and we as NBA fans like things to make sense. An upset is always okay. In this particular year, an upset would have made the bubble feel weird. So I'm glad the Lakers won.
So, right, legitimacy of the 2020 season... was stamped by the Lakers winning the title and beating a good upstart team.
I have to say, I'm quite upset that the Bucks did not get through. Giannis got hurt. I would have liked to have seen.
They got kicked. Their asses got kicked.
I would like to have seen Clippers, Bucks, Lakers.
The two things we missed, we didn't get to see Clippers, Lakers, which the Clippers dropped the ball.
I don't know what this means about Giannis. You know, and that upsets me too.
I would
like to have seen Giannis take that step. He's a back-to-back MVP now and not getting to the finals. And
we may never see Giannis LeBron in the finals. We didn't see LeBron Kobe. We always thought we would. He never did. We may never see LeBron Giannis. But to your point, the Lakers win the championship, legitimized the bubble as a real NBA season. And you know, in some ways, it may have been harder for a team to go there and lock themselves up for 3 months and not see family.
There are articles coming out now about the psychological toll of the bubble and all these guys saying they would never do it again.
Right, it was a long stretch.
Honestly, my natural reaction, a lot of people in the country would be like, boo-hoo, these guys are making $50 million a year. But no, it's not great to be in Orlando in a hotel for 4 consecutive months. You cannot go anywhere. These guys are used to gyms and chefs and trainers and flying all over the world. Right.
That's a big change.
No matter who you are.
It's a big change.
It's mentally difficult.
Right, and you need a strong organization to get through
Here's to praying that we all have a much more normal NBA season next year with some fans and some stands. fans.
That's what it is. The NBA doesn't know when they're going to start, and they keep saying they're going to push it back. It may start in February, and the reason why is because they want fans. The players want fans.
Well,
the owners want fans. Well, the economy needs the fans.
Let's get current. Baseball's having some fans in the ALCS and the World Series in Texas, and you have football stadiums all over that have 18 to 15 to 20 to 21,000 fans. Right.
But there's two differences. They're outside. And NBA arenas are small. You can't have...
NBA arenas hold 30, 40...
20, most of them. Okay, Barclays 20. Holds 20. Right. You're going to put 5,000 people in there?
8,000. Might still have a crowd. But, less than half full.
But at what point is that going to be allowed in most arenas?
Hopefully.
It'll take a few months. I don't think they want to start a season with 3,000 fans. They're not going back to a bubble. They're not starting a regular season in a bubble.
No, they're not going to do that. No.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves. But if they're going to start a season with fans in Madison Square Garden... Right now, they can't put more than 5,000 people in there, so I don't know what they're going to do.
Well, Madison Square Garden may not have fans, but Salt Lake City may have fans.
Right. In a regular year that ends in June, they don't start the next season until the middle of October.
Right.
So that's July, August, September. That's 3.5 months. So if we're talking about 3.5 months,
right.
November, December, January, mid-February, it's going to start. That's a long time from now, but I think that makes sense. And then by then, hopefully, there'll be some fans in the stands. But going back to what we're talking about, Miami had a really nice run, a lot of props, and that team has the potential with cap space to make a real move. And Bam's legit, Mitch. Bam's an all-star. Butler's an all-star.
They're not up to this point in the process yet, but it seems like it would be a very soft, pillowy landing spot for a guy like Giannis. And I don't want to leave Milwaukee, but if Giannis got together with a guy like Bam and Butler and Hero and Dragic and these, wow.
So the NBA this season has absolutely no free agents. The cap situation is bad, and there's no good players of free agents, so it's fine. Next year, 2021,
right?
The whole list of guys, including Giannis, at the top of that list,
yep.
who are going to be free agents. So the NBA is going to change again after next season. Next year might be the window for the Lakers to get their next title and steal one more.
Well, they're going to have to go through Brooklyn.
Well, I was going to say, Brooklyn's going to be a thing, and Golden State's going to be a thing.
Yeah.
There's two teams coming that are going to change their legacy next season.
And Milwaukee can come back strong, and they should.
And the Clippers should be back.
Well, we're talking about the Clippers. The Clippers are going to blow it up.
I don't believe that. They're going to trade
Paul George.
Let's talk about the Clippers.
Yeah.
Let's just recap really quickly the season as a whole, because to me, the season was so freaking long.
Yeah.
I'm just going to talk about the bubble itself.
Right.
The bubble itself and the NBA's job in the bubble was zero positive COVID tests.
Oh, my goodness.
For 4 months.
It was an unbelievable job. Maybe
Adam Silver continues.
Maybe Adam Silver should be the president of the United States.
He should be the person of the year for Time Magazine. The guy is the greatest. He should be the president. That's a great idea.
It's an incredible accomplishment.
He should resign and run for president because he made a good one.
You see now the NFL scrambling. You see now baseball scrambling. You cancel a game. You push a game. You have 4 months, and you had early on, you had what's his name? Sixth man of the year from the Clippers. Lou Williams going to Magic City to get wings. Yeah, people violating the bubble.
Major problems,
and they got punished.
They got through it.
Yeah.
And George Floyd and the whole protest right in the middle. They went through it. During the bubble, players stopped playing.
Yes,
they wanted to leave.
But as far as COVID goes,
I'm just saying. But the challenges were unprecedented.
Incredible.
As far as COVID goes,
they kept the COVID out.
They did
for 4 straight months.
And they got through it,
and they tested every day, and they did not have one positive test.
Agreed.
And he may have pulled off one of the greatest things in history.
Great accomplishment. Not just
unbelievable.
That, the basketball was fantastic.
Yeah.
Which I thought was not going to be. And basketball was fantastic.
No travel, no days off, whatever. They're just always there. They're always focused.
The quality of the games were amazing.
Yeah.
The bubble concept worked with 22 teams, and even though we were making fun of bringing Phoenix, and they were bringing Washington. Phoenix won 8-0 in the bubble. They were amazing at the
great
beginning
story.
Of this. Right, and then we had the playing game between Portland and Memphis, which was very exciting.
Yeah.
From the jump, this thing was a massive success. And looking back at the bubble, Doncic comes out in my head as one of the big
Jamal
stars.
Jamal Murray.
I just wrote Jamal Murray, Donovan Mitchell,
yep.
Jimmy Butler,
yep.
and LeBron James. And those are the stars in the bubble.
Bam Adebayo to a certain extent.
Yeah. And what's his name from Phoenix? Bananas for
Devin Booker.
Devin Booker for 2 weeks.
And definitely one of the disappointments has to be Giannis.
Yeah.
I would say Paul George is a disappointment.
Massive.
Kawhi was a disappointment.
Paul George was exposed
yeah.
a little bit.
He was.
As a guy who was just not – we talked about this last time.
That's why they got to blow it up.
A guy who's not that good.
Yeah, and you know what? The Rockets also were a huge disappointment.
Huge disappointment.
Russell Westbrook.
And Philadelphia. There were some massive disappointments.
You could shovel dirt on Harden's grave.
Milwaukee.
I don't know if Harden's ever going to be anything now.
That's going to change
Ship
massively
has
now with D'Antoni gone.
What if Harden goes to a team where he becomes a supporting player?
James Harden is still the most unguardable player in the league.
You're on record on this podcast.
I'm not changing
that. He's the greatest offensive player in the history of the game.
You can't stop him. I mean, it's ugly, but you can't stop him. So the bubble was amazing. It was a crazy year. We're saying the right team won.
Absolutely.
The season is 100% legitimized.
Yes.
There's no asterisk.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think it was, if anything, it was more difficult.
I agree.
Yeah.
It was a big challenge.
Mentally taxing.
And you know what?
For a guy like LeBron's age, to have the motivation to dig deep, to stay there for 4 months and get up for every single game and still play hard and beat younger guys.
Yeah, right. So the only thing I'll ask you was if it was done in a regular season.
Yeah.
And Milwaukee was playing Miami.
Right.
1-4.
Right.
And there was travel and there was fans. Would that have been different? Milwaukee would have taken the momentum, would have shifted, or would have been the same results?
I like to think so. I like to think that going to the bubble, Milwaukee was the best team in the league, and that Milwaukee could have won a championship if not for this bubble. For whatever reason, they
didn't. But I'm asking if the results would have changed if it wasn't done in the bubble.
I think maybe. I think maybe. I think Milwaukee would have won.
So that's not good for the legitimacy of this.
No, I'm not saying that Milwaukee would have beaten the Lakers, but I think Milwaukee would have beaten Miami.
Miami was better than them.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They were such a deep team.
We need to sit down and go through the Jordan LeBron next time.
Yeah.
We're finally going to do it.
Well, I think
it's time. It's finally time. And you know what? And now that he won another title, it's worth it.
I mean, what more can you say about LeBron? What is there to say about LeBron? I was talking to a fan of the show, actually. She watches a lot of basketball, big basketball fan. And she was telling me that she was watching games with people that were not basketball fans because she was getting people to the TV to like tell people you got to watch LeBron James play basketball. What I want to say to like the casual fan about LeBron James, Tom Brady, we mentioned earlier, is the only comp that you can make to LeBron. But LeBron plays in a game where he matches up one-on-one with a guy who's much younger, much faster, much stronger than him. And the reason that LeBron wins those battles is because he is so smart. He is smarter than any player that's ever played the game. He's like watching Pablo Picasso paint. He is a genius.
Right.
He knows that if he takes one step to the left, he can be in the passing lane. He knows that if he puts a little extra mustard on the ball, it gets one extra bounce pass. He knows that
he makes the right play every time.
Right. Every time. He knows the angle to take to block a shot, and it allows him to be two steps slower than somebody else and still get the block shot.
Yeah.
He's just a genius. Yeah. He's an absolute genius.
They asked him about, first of all, the hate has not gone away.
Well,
I was sitting in my office talking to a few people before game six.
They said,
but Miami better win. I can't see LeBron win. I hate, can't stand it. I'm like, why do you still hate the guy?
Because
what has LeBron James done in 17 years?
Because the hate is not about basketball. The hate is about the social stuff.
They
don't like Jordan. Said Republicans buy shoes too.
He never
Jordan,
got himself
no, involved. He did not get involved.
But
today's athlete is different, and LeBron is being accused a lot of hypocrisy for supporting the Black Lives Matter movement, but being very anti the Chinese democracy with Daryl Morey, who by the way got fired now or resigned or whatever. But LeBron James makes a lot of money in China. The Chinese shut down the Hong Kong protests and then warned the NBA very strongly. LeBron James did not stand up for that. So there are a lot of people that hate LeBron James for things that have nothing to do with basketball. If you just appreciate LeBron James as a basketball player, I don't get the hate. But if you're talking about other stuff, that's not for me to decide. I
didn't find LeBron James to be the face of these Black Lives Matter protests throughout the last 2 months. He was one of the only players who didn't have the thing on his jersey. It just said James in his jersey. He was one of the only guys, like, he happens to be the face of the league because he's the most popular athlete there is. But he wasn't outspoken that much about it. I don't think he was the one who started this. Milwaukee was the one who didn't want to play. You know, I feel like the hate got blamed on him because he's the face of the league. But hate the league. The people hate the league because the league is very, very socially conscious or whatever.
But
that's not his fault.
The Chinese issue was a major issue with him. He makes a lot of money in China. There's a lot of
all of them do. All of
Correct.
Them do.
Correct.
You're right. So you're telling me that an NBA player is hypocritical because he cares more about his own pocketbook than anything else? And that's true about everybody. I'm sorry.
Except when it comes
to... It's unfair.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan was the... You just said it yourself.
Correct.
He cared about his pocket more than anything. The
Correct.
Only thing he cared about. In 17 years, LeBron James has two things that people don't like. He made a commercial. He made a self-promotion TV show 10 years ago when he switched teams.
Yeah.
And he supported Black Lives Matter because he's a black guy. Like, what are we talking about? What did the guy do wrong?
It's
ridiculous. The hate is ridiculous.
The guy
has been married.
Yes.
The guy's never done anything
wrong.
The guy built a school in Cleveland, put the entire Cleveland through his elementary school. The guy supports social injustice.
Yeah.
What is so bad about LeBron James? And he's the greatest player that ever lived. Why do these people hate him? I don't understand.
Let me be very clear.
I can't understand.
I am not a person that is contributing to the LeBron James hate. I have a tremendous amount of respect for LeBron James.
You're on the same page.
I'm just trying to find why other people don't like him. But you just said it as well as I was going to say it. He's married to the same woman who was his high school sweetheart. He's never, despite being incredibly famous, Michael Jordan had brushes with gambling and with different things. Nothing. Not one sniff of something.
He's a family man.
He's a big corn bull.
Yes.
He does.
His father.
He does the Taco Tuesday thing.
I don't understand it.
I think he's tremendous. I listen, did I dislike him after he went to the Heat? Yes. Did he set the stage for the Kevin Durant cupcake move going to the Warriors? Yes, he did. And that he gets hate for.
The whole league has done that.
As far as him as a person, but he is the first one.
Okay.
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 So he gets a little bit hate.
That was 10 years ago.
But as far as me.
And he went back to Cleveland.
As far as me.
By the way.
As far as me respecting him for being potentially the greatest player of all time and never getting into trouble, my respect is off the charts.
I don't understand.
He's a good guy. He's a good dude.
Unfair.
He's a good guy.
He didn't do anything wrong. He's never done anything wrong.
Yeah.
And his basketball continues to impress. The only thing I'll say is, and I wrote this down too, is the Laker fans have very little connection and pride with him, right? Like,
they shouldn't.
They shouldn't, because he's a total mercenary. Right? He's there because he wanted to live in L.A. and he happened to pick that team over the
country. I'm a Yankees fan, but not as diehard as I used to be. Yankees winning with Alex Rodriguez never felt great to me.
I didn't care.
Yeah, I like Alex Rodriguez as a Yankee. Not really. Yeah. So, do they have a personal connection to LeBron James? I never felt a personal connection to A-Rod.
I don't think Laker fans care about him.
Should I feel...
And Kobe dying made it even stronger that he was their guy.
Will I feel a personal connection to Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant? I don't know. Interesting. It's a good question. If they
you
win a title...
won't. If they win their first year,
I'll feel good, but
because
the Nets won, but I'll put it to you this way. I will never love Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant like I love Brooke Lopez. Or I love Kenyon Martin or Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd was also a mercenary. He was there for a long time.
Yeah. And he
got traded there, but he was there
for
6 years.
And he became a superstar with them, or Kerry Kittles. Not the same.
It's not the same.
No, it's not.
The Laker fans, they're gonna eventually retire his jersey. It's not going to feel like it.
No, he's always going to be a Cavalier.
Yes.
Even though he was on the Heat, even though he was on the Lakers, he's always going to be a Cleveland Cav. He's from Akron. It's where he started out. He'll always be a Cav. Hopefully, he'll do something corny, because he will, because he's a corny guy. Sign a one-day contract and retire a member of the Cavs. Yeah. And then he'll take a front office job in Cleveland, maybe?
Front office. He's going to buy the team.
He has
so much money.
Oh, he does have so much money.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that the Lakers...
The problem is, this is way ahead, but the problem is LeBron's a Hollywood guy. He may stay involved in the Lakers organization. He seems to really like it there. I don't know.
Yeah, he'll buy the Clippers and Bomber. The other thing I wrote down here is the Kobe references. I don't mean to be disrespectful.
Oh, please.
But
that's what somebody says right before they're about to be disrespectful.
Can Dwight Howard stop talking about how this is for Kobe?
Anthony Davis.
Dwight Howard and Kobe hated each other. Remember this?
Yes.
They were teammates and they couldn't stand each other. Kobe railroaded him for an entire year.
Anthony Davis.
Anthony has never met LeBron in his entire life. I don't want to hear that Kyle Kuzma loves Kobe. I don't buy it.
Anthony Davis made a game-winning three-pointer.
Yeah.
And he said, Kobe! Because he's going to shoot. You're supposed to say Kobe.
Something there just feels fake to me. I don't know. I'm a Laker hater. I know I'm biased here.
I gotta say.
No disrespect to Kobe, but the whole thing just feels like garbage.
Stan, I'm with you, but I gotta say, this is one of the weirdest years ever.
Yeah.
And when Kobe died in February, I thought it would be the biggest story for the next 10 years. And it didn't even make the register. So you have to sort of put that in context. Kobe died during this season.
Yeah, January 26th.
And they won the title. I know it was a long time in between. Kobe dying was one of the most shocking things.
And it affected me even as a basketball fan.
And because we've had this podcast for years when Kobe was alive. You know the kind of irrational love that Kobe people had for him?
Yes.
And that Lakers fans had for Kobe?
Don't Dwight Howard to me.
Dwight Howard,
don't pretend like you care about Kobe.
They have to, because Kobe is like a god in L.A.
It just bothered me. I don't know. If you're LeBron James and you had a relationship with him, fine. If you're Pau Gasol and you feel like the Lakers won for him, fine. But Dwight Howard and Rajon Rondo don't care about Kobe. I'm sorry.
I almost think it would have been
garbage.
I almost think it would have been weirder if Kobe were alive. he'd be like in the bubble, like as if he was coaching the team. And they'd all be hugging him and paying tribute to him, pretending to like him. At least now he passed away, they could sort of feel bad about it. I don't even know.
I don't know what you're talking about now.
I'm just saying,
not disrespectful to Kobe, the whole thing felt fake.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. Let's move on to the next season.
Okay.
We're putting 2020 behind us.
Okay.
And this day after the season.
Yeah.
Since the season ended, for some teams, there's been a lot of change.
Usually when we're at this pod, which is like the wrap up of the finals pod, we're like, next week is free agency.
Yeah.
And all hell breaks loose.
The draft, I don't think, is to like sometime in November.
And nobody's being drafted.
No one knows.
There are no
the
players.
The Melo Ball is going to be the first pick in the draft by the Timberwolves.
No impact players.
Let's start with the Clippers.
Yeah.
Because I know you have a hot take on this.
Yeah.
Doc Rivers is no longer the coach.
Correct.
The coach is now Ty Lue.
Right.
The coach was removed, I assume, because
he's a terrible coach.
Well, what I'm saying is Kawhi Leonard had to have some kind of Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard.
Mitch.
Nah.
Kawhi Leonard has one more year deal on his deal.
I don't know.
You think the Clippers fired not talking to Kawhi Leonard? The
Kawhi Leonard doesn't talk. Uncle Dennis.
You don't think they went to Kawhi Leonard and Paul George and said, should we get rid of Doc Rivers? And they said yes.
No, I think they didn't consult him.
Are you crazy?
I don't think, because Kawhi didn't care for Doc.
That maybe that's what I'm trying to get.
That's what I'm saying. He liked him. Kawhi doesn't really care for any of his coaches. He didn't like
Doc. Yeah,
yes and no. I don't know.
He doesn't want to be coached.
I don't know. Anyway, at the end of the day, Doc has blown 3-1 leads before. Doc was never a good coach.
I agree. I never liked Doc.
Doc was a guy that you want running your organization. He's very vocal in the bubble about social issues. He was a guy that you want as running your PR, maybe even being a GM, but you do not want him as your coach. And this choke job, yeah, he deserves to lose his job, absolutely. What's funny is he resurfaces about 7 minutes later as the coach of the Sixers.
Right.
Good luck to Doc with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons in that dumpster fire.
I guess Doc's best quality is his personality manager, I guess.
Right.
He did well with KG and Paul Pierce and those
right.
guys. But he wasn't a Clipper. He didn't do well with the Clippers organization.
So now what the Clippers are going to do is the Clippers are going to trade Paul George.
I was just going to say, I'm trying to pull up the Paul George trade one more time.
They may trade him to the Nets for Spencer Dinwiddie, Jared Allen, and 3 draft picks. And I was having a long back and forth with a fan of the show in Texas. And he was asking me, how do you not bring this team back? And I said to him, you have to remember that they gave up the most anyone's ever given up in NBA history for a player.
Yeah, right.
And if Paul George leaves before the end of the year, okay, next year, because he's a free agent, right? And you get nothing for him, this will set your franchise back 10 years. If you have a chance to get 2 young players and a few draft picks and know that Paul George is not the answer going forward because maybe he's not as good as we thought he was – I think you got to mitigate the damage here.
Well, at the end of the day,
you got to mitigate the damage.
You got to keep Kawhi, though.
So you will
if
keep
you
Kawhi.
Trade George for young players,
yeah.
And you're losing round two next year. Kawhi's gone.
No, you got money under the cap.
No, you still got Patrick Beverly and Lou Williams and Andre.
Some of them will come off.
They got a lot of guys they got to pay.
And Spencer Dinwiddie and Jared Allen are good. Maybe Caris LeVert is a good young player.
I was going to make the exact opposite argument. To me, if you made this trade for 2 years of these two guys and you give up 5 first-round picks and Gilgeous Alexander and Gallinari, and they, even if they win the title and they all leave, it's the biggest disaster in history. You got to keep these guys to long-term contracts, Mitch.
The Nets gave up 64 first-round draft picks, and the year after they made the trade, they let Paul Pierce walk. Why? I don't know, but they decided to cut bait. They said it wasn't working. It was over. Jason Terry never made it.
But Kawhi Leonard's in his prime. You got to keep him.
I think they need to make a trade. I think they need to trade and mitigate the damage. Paul George is not who they thought he was, and they need to get some draft picks back. They can't be without draft picks for the next 8 years.
You can't trade Paul George for draft picks. He makes $30
million.
Not
draft picks. Draft picks and a couple of young players.
They have to win the title next
season. Caris LeVert.
They have to win the title next season to keep Kawhi on the team. You can't trade Paul George for
No. Kawhi's staying there. He's never going anywhere.
Why do you say that?
Because Kawhi doesn't care about winning anymore. If he cared about winning, he would have stayed in Toronto. He doesn't care about winning.
He wants to be in L.A.
He just wants to be home with Uncle Dennis. Dennis the Menace.
I cannot imagine.
Kawhi Leonard doesn't care about winning basketball titles.
I cannot imagine you trade 5 first-round picks.
Kawhi Leonard's a guy.
And 2 players for Paul George. And Paul George around and trade him next year.
Kawhi Leonard's
crazy.
Kawhi Leonard's a guy who likes his furry bathrobe, his nice slippers, his warm chocolate milk, and going to sleep with Uncle Dennis. That's what Kawhi Leonard wants. He doesn't care.
If the Clippers called Oklahoma City tomorrow and said, we'll give you Paul George for Alexander straight up, who says no? Forget the picks. One for one.
The Thunder say no.
Exactly.
Because of the money.
Paul George's value has gone in the toilet. You can't trade him now even if you wanted to.
Yeah, you could. You trade him to the Nets. Because as a third player with Kyrie and Kevin Durant.
Caris LeVert?
Yeah. And Spencer Dinwiddie and Jared Allen and draft picks. The Nets empty the farm and build around Durant, Irving, and George. Do the Nets win a title with Durant, Irving, and George?
If the for George is not that good.
Okay, but he's a third best player.
If the Clippers do that trade, it is the whole 24-month cycle.
No, they'll be good.
It's abomination in the league.
No, Stan, they'll be good. They'll be good. Dinwiddie, LeVert, Allen, Kawhi Leonard, Montrezl Harrell, Lou Williams, they'll be good. The Clippers will be good. They won't win a title, but they'll be in the playoffs. Be a third seed or a fourth seed.
Five for some
Okay, it was already a bad trade. It's over. Now you got to see what you can make the best of a bad situation.
I cannot imagine they're trading Paul George. I mean, you're talking about this from a Nets fan perspective.
They're going to trade
Clippers
him.
Look.
No, I've seen the rumors. They're going to trade him.
No way. There's no way.
Yeah, I think they are.
If I'm Kawhi Leonard and they trade him, I'm losing my mind.
Nah, Kawhi Leonard doesn't want him there anymore. He realizes he's not that good.
Then he needs to get another star for him then.
I just Googled Paul George's name. Every single article. Is
trade rumors?
Two offseason trades for Paul George. Paul George to the Nets. James Harden to the LA Clippers in a three-way deal. Everyone's trying to make trades, though.
If you're getting James Harden back, that's a different story. But if you're getting back Caris LeVert, I'm not doing it.
I don't know. James Harden and Kawhi Leonard's a good idea. I don't know what's a good idea with James Harden anymore. I don't either.
So the Clippers...
There is one other article. Tyronn Lue is implementing big changes for Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Maybe they'll try. I don't know.
Tyronn Lue's not going to any sense.
You know that Paul George is a six-time All-Star and a five-time All-NBA selection.
He's a very good player, but
we thought he was. He's 30 years old.
He was clearly the fourth of those four between LeBron Davis and Kawhi. Not close. Tyler was the new coach now.
He's a terrible player.
Doc Rivers, terrible playoff P.
Terrible.
Doc Rivers is now the coach of the Sixers, which you and I have disagreed on many times.
Yeah.
That's the team I would blow up.
Yeah.
I would trade Embiid for Harden.
They will if they can.
Embiid for Harden. Let's do it.
I don't think the market's out there for any of these guys. I really don't. I don't think Simmons has a market. He's coming off an injury.
Simmons is better than Embiid. I believe that for my whole life. I'll still believe it till the day I die. I don't know.
It's a fun little exercise. We bring up a name and I Google it and we just see the top three articles. Why the Rockets won't be trading for Joel Embiid. Rockets willing to sell the farm for Joel Embiid. Rockets interested to trade for Joel Embiid.
But who's running the Rockets now?
I don't know.
Well, Daryl Morey's out.
His assistant, GM. I forgot his name.
So someone's in charge?
Yeah, they got Morey's assistant.
There's still a few coaching jobs available. The Pelicans job is still out there.
It looks like D'Antoni is looking for the Pelicans job or perfect. Stan Van Gundy is a front runner.
So Stan Van Gundy, I don't get.
Stan Van Gundy's out there.
Stan Van Gundy was a coach of defense, and his Dwight Howard was his best run. Yeah. He's not playing any defense.
Well, Zion could. Zion could defend, so I don't know.
I don't know. Pelicans are still out there. Clippers, Rockets, 76ers, Rockets.
Stan Van Gundy. Stan Van Gundy and Jeff Van Gundy might coach the Rockets. Stan and Jeff are both rumored.
So again, Harden ran a certain system for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
You're bringing in a Jeff Van Gundy type coach.
Right.
Changing everything.
Correct. Because you know what happened?
It didn't work.
Yeah, that's right.
It didn't work.
You know what happened to that system? It failed.
Russell Westbrook and James Harden together. It's still not going to work. It's never going to work with Russell Westbrook again.
Can I tell you something about Russell Westbrook? It's not going to work with anybody. Russ needs to be on a bad team, take 80 shots a game, average a triple-double, and just go home. Russell Westbrook is never going to win anything in the NBA.
No, we love him, but it's never
going to happen. He's not a winning player.
His athletic prime has passed. No. Chris Paul is the one guy I think will get moved. Because Chris Paul had an amazing season in whatever year he's up to.
Yeah.
And he could help a Milwaukee. He could help a Houston, maybe. I mean, I go to Houston, but he can help a Clippers. He could get traded for a real thing. He can go to Miami and play with that roster. Like, he's the guy I expect to get traded potentially this year. So,
I can tell you, I don't know who they're going to get, but the Nets are going to make a move.
So I was
going to
say,
Nets are going to package a lot of these players and some picks, and they're going to find a third guy.
Whether
it's Bradley Beal or Paul George or somebody.
When is free agency? Because I have actually no idea what the NBA calendar looks like right now. I'd like to look it up with you. The NBA draft is officially scheduled for November 18th, and right now it looks like LaMelo Ball is projected to be the first pick in the draft. The Warriors, remember, have the second pick, Mitch. So they have a trade to make. The Warriors are not keeping that pick as far as I think, unless they make it and trade it after. The Warriors have an all-star roster coming back.
So NBA,
they don't need him.
NBA free agency was originally scheduled to kick off on October 18th at 6 p.m., which is tomorrow.
Right. That's out.
And Shams Charania reported that the NBA Players Association agreed to push back the dates for the draft free agency and the start of the 2021 season. So
no one knows what the date is.
I don't know where they are, but they've agreed to push it off. It's not starting tomorrow.
The free agency pool is extremely, extremely weak, so it's not going to matter. There are a couple teams that have cap space, like the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
And
their Knicks are rumored to bring in all these guys. Westbrook to the Knicks, Paul George to the Knicks, everybody to the Knicks.
The Knicks have, you know, a new coach and a new organization being run by what's his name, by the agent. Fred Van
Leon Rose.
Yeah, thank you. Fred Van Vliet's a free agent. Montrezl Harrell's a free agent. Goran Dragic is a free agent.
Nothing.
Jeremy Grant. These are the best guys out there. Tristan Thompson. There's not much, Mitch. So Serge Ibaka, Dwight Howard. There's not a lot. Now, Anthony Davis could potentially make himself a free agent. We assume he's not.
He already announced that he's coming back.
He's staying,
yeah.
The Brooklyn Nets, Mitch.
Yes, sir. And I don't mind you calling them the New Jersey Nets. These throwbacks are absolute fire.
Beautiful jerseys.
Absolute fire.
The Brooklyn Nets, Mitch, you signed KD last.
Everybody, do yourself a favor. Go to the Google. Buy yourself some jerseys.
Beautiful
absolute
jerseys.
Fire throwback jerseys.
You signed
jerseys.
Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving July of 2019.
Yeah.
You're not going to see those guys play until February of 2021, 18 months later.
Yep.
Are you still excited?
Oh, yeah. I mean, not on like a minute-by-minute basis, but like when those guys get out there and like Kevin...
Finally, it's going
to
happen.
And you know what? I don't want it to be in the bubble. So like at the beginning, I was like, I want Kevin Durant to play in the bubble. Now I'm like not upset that Kevin Durant didn't play in the bubble because like I want to see him at Barclays Center. I want to see him in real live action, preferably in front of some fans, even though we don't, you know, have an actual fan base. But
they will if they're good.
You'll be bandwagoners. Bandwagoners.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. But anyway... yeah, Kevin Durant, I want to tell you something. As a basketball fan, I'd probably be excited to watch Kevin Durant on another team. If Kevin Durant was coming back for the Nuggets, I'd be excited.
In a long time.
You know, you have a lot of people out there talking about LeBron James the greatest and this and that, and what's going to be for next season. And a lot of the analysts that are much smarter than me are saying, last time we saw Kevin Durant, he was the best player on the planet.
Yeah.
So we need to see if that guy comes back. That makes the Nets favorites.
I think the NBA next year is going to have the highest quality of play it's ever had.
Yeah.
If you add on this year's teams, you throw Golden State and Brooklyn in there, you're talking about two really good franchises. There's legit eight teams that can win the title next year, and that's great. So
and there was a lot of talk.
We'll make it there with a little normalcy in our life.
There was a lot of talk about the bubble with the ratings being down. I think the ratings for all sports are way, way, way down. I don't think it's a social justice thing at all. I think that I myself had a hard time, and I'm a diehard fan, getting into it without fans. It was a very weird situation of the games. There was a lot of competing interest. In other words, if you're a baseball fan, everything was on at one time.
The NFL ratings down?
The NFL ratings
never seem to go down.
That's a good question. I don't know. I haven't been following
the NFL is such a tough start. It's crazy.
By the way, some of the NFL is not playing in a bubble. They're playing in their actual stadiums. Even though a lot of them are empty, some of them have fans, a few here and there.
It's definitely a different experience. Overall, we have a new champion.
Yes.
We had a great bubble run considering what we thought we were going to have basketball at all. There was a chance it wasn't going to happen. And then there was a chance in the middle that it was going to stop happening because of the social justice stuff. So we got through the season. We have a champion.
Yeah.
And you and I are going to come back. We're going to finally do the Jordan LeBron debate.
Okay.
Do it right. We're going to bring a judge in here. I don't care. Bring a panel of voters. We got to finally do it.
We're going to figure it out.
And then we need to discuss the draft and free agency and get ready for next NBA season because
yes, sir.
It comes around before you know it.
Yes, sir.
Take us home.
I'll say like Uncle Dennis in California, knowing that Kawhi Leonard's going to be around for a long time. I don't want to be here.
TKS Capital Solutions.